Avery Minor, director of University of Arkansas Building Services, takes a right turn on North Harmon Avenue.
This is our annex here. This is where all my, the manager from both shift works operate out of. And I just want to show you something that we got going on.
Along with managers for the day and night shifts, the building services annex also houses supplies, especially environment-friendly green products such as surface cleaners and soaps that are a part of the university's attempt to encourage sustainability and reduce the number of harsh chemicals used for cleaning purposes in the campus.
In front of you might see a container here. It says this particular chemical. We changed our floor stripping chemical from one type to another. And the rationale behind it is because it's green seal approved. It's less harmful to a human versus the harsh floor stripping chemical we used to use in days past. And in so doing, it's in along the framework of again green seal and sustainability and. Following up with that, it's in a recyclable container.
Mr. Miner says the university closely monitors the chemicals used on campus. Only those that possess a third-party certification, such as a green seal that ensures environment-friendly nature of a product, are allowed to be used. The building services also oversees the trash cans used across campus and is increasing efforts to recycle reusable material efficiently.
Presently, we have a number of trash cans across campus. You'll be amazed the total number of trash cans we have across campus. Then you bring in addition to that, smaller recyclable cans. We try to consolidate the two, but yet keep them separate. And we're doing that by bringing in this new blue recycling can, and it'll be labeled in front. It has two attachments on each side. On one side it'd be for trash, and on the other side it'll be a spot where someone can put white paper. And the centermost part of it would be located for all others, cans and bottles and these type of things.
If students, staff, or faculty on campus are interested in recycling, all they have to do is call the building services.
If anyone want to get into the recycling efforts, once they contact our office, we'll get them a set of these blue, gray, and white. The white container provide all the white paper. And as you can see down here, it says RRR. That stands for reduce, reuse, and recycle. And if we ever as a body ever get it, that into our heart and really begin to reduce, reuse, and recycle, we can make a great strive and truly get behind the recycling efforts across the nation.
An important part of the reduce, reuse, and recycle effort is a recycling plant owned by the University of Arkansas. Gary Enzer, the recycling coordinator for the university, oversees a staff of 5 individuals who recycle all the items collected in recyclable bins across campus.
This is our recycling center. There are 6 employees here, 1 recycling coordinator and 5 maintenance workers. And we collect about 500 tons a year of paper, cardboard, cans and bottles. In addition to that, we also handle the fluorescent lamps for recycling and for the proper disposal of them.
The recycling center owns a backhoe truck that collects cardboard from designated bins across campus. A pickup truck is used to pick up sorted white ledger and low-grade mixed paper in Gaylord boxes from class and lab buildings. Another pickup truck is used to collect cans and bottles that custodians put out for recycling the night before. Lastly, a small off-road vehicle is used for special pickups as needed. The material is then brought to the center for sorting and recycling. For instance, recyclable paper is sorted and then baled in a horizontal baler to be sold to a recycling broker.
And what we're doing here now on the conveyor is we're sorting paper as we sort the low-grade mix. For example, if we find quantities of white paper, we'll pull those out simply because the white paper is worth 4 times as much money as the low-grade mix, and we're trying to maximize the proceeds that we get for the material that we generate here on campus and to try to offset some of the costs.
Gary says the baling of paper doubles its value as a recycling commodity as it needs no further work and is ready to go to the paper mills. Also, the baled paper is picked up by the recycling broker instead of having to deliver it to them. The center is also experimenting with baling material such as shrink wrap and styrofoam.
We're experimenting with these balers. We're baling shrink wrap in one of them, and we're baling styrofoam in the other. We're trying to prove that we can do this before we go out and announce this to the campus that we're collecting this. We have to make sure we can handle it, and we have a recycling broker lined up that will take this material. They're not willing to pay us for it right now. It's not worth a lot of money, but we're wanting to keep this material out of the landfill.
The university also participates in a yearly competition known as Recycle Mania, in which colleges and universities across the United States compete to recycle the most amount of material and generate the least amount of trash.
We're able to compete against a peer group that we designate as being the Southeast Conference. And so we'll look at the leaders in the Southeast Conference in recycling, and they tend to be Kentucky a lot of times. And so we'll have a competition, if you will, and try to beat Kentucky. We try to solicit donations from sponsors in order to try to buy prizes for a lot of the housing students. They all do a wonderful job of collecting this material and bringing it to us here at the Recycling Center. We'll typically increase our collections anywhere from 20% to 50% during this 10-week period. That's a lot.
For now, Gary and his team of 5 work hard to keep up with the recycling demands of the university. A vertical baler compresses styrofoam. For Zarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.